I do have a guy who's going to step up and just share a brief testimony. He's from Grassy Creek Christian Church, which when I went down there, just kind of something to keep in mind, you know, when you look at a church, sometimes you just think, well, okay, it just happened. And really, just churches are just like people. You know, every person has a belly button, which is just a visual reminder that we were connected to a mother. And Journey had churches that acted as parents and to us. And so different ones. But Grassy Creek Christian Church in DeMossville, Kentucky, is where I served in back when I was in grad school. And I was there about 3.5 years, and they graciously sent a team up to help us build. So anyway, I'll just have Doug come up and just share a brief little testimony.
Well, I'm really excited to be worshiping with you this morning. I'm anticipating tonight's gathering and just getting to see that and to witness that and observe how that's done. I'm also excited about tomorrow. We begin our work project, and there's just a great group of people. I'm getting to bond with them, and they've actually helped me to heal over the past few years. They don't really know that, but I stepped out of the ministry a few years ago and went to Grassy Creek, and it's been good for myself and my children. I'm excited about that. But I have been on mission work and mission trips before, and this one is a little bit unique. It's unique because with me on this mission trip is my son and also my father. So I'm pretty excited about that, mainly for two reasons I want to tell you. Number one, okay, we're going to be doing work projects. And I got to tell you about work projects with my dad. Since the time I can remember, my job has always been to hold the flashlight, okay? It is summertime in Alaska, and I am excited because we're going to do a work project, and I'm not going to need to hold a flashlight. But the other reason, and more importantly, is this, that again, three generations, my son, 14, my dad, 66, we're coming together to serve a timeless God, the Ancient of Days, the everlasting to everlasting. I'm excited about that. And, you know, I want you to know that that all growing up, was one thing that was always certain, no matter what else in our house, and that was Jesus. And every decision that was made, everything we talked about, even before there were bracelets that said WWJD, it was what would Jesus do? And I can remember, just to give you an example, we went to buy a camper in Florida salesman because my parents said, before buying this camper, to the salesman, we're going to go out to the car and we're going to pray about it. Not once, but they did it three times. Jesus kept giving them a better deal, so they go back and pray about it a little bit more. But I just want you to know, that's what I grew up with, and that's what I know, and that's what I love. It's Jesus. And I was in ministry for 15 years. I did some youth ministry, did some preaching ministry, did a ministry with juvenile delinquents. And what I have come to realize since then, my greatest responsibility to expanding the kingdom of God is this young man over here and two little girls in Kentucky. And if you stop and think about the greatest tragedy of mankind, the one that would send Jesus to the cross, was that a man watches his wife be tempted by an outside source. That Adam would see his beautiful wife Eve, and that she would see what appeared to be beautiful in the fruit, and that she would take it and he would stand and do nothing to stop her. To say, this is not good for our family. This is not good for the next generation, for the grandchildren, for all of creation. And I think that a lot of the tragedies that happen in the world today are because people will not step up and be the fathers and husbands and take responsibility that we need to. So my challenge to you would be this: to borrow the words of Joshua, choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Thank you, Doug. All right. I will give him a hand. Appreciate it.